This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call. Listener discretion advised.
It's time for another True Crime Tuesday here on The Wake Up Call. This week, this is the true crime story of Tara Calico. Our story begins near Albuquerque, New Mexico on September 20th, 1988. When 19-year-old Tara Calico decides to go for a bike ride on State Route 47 near her hometown. For years, Tara and her mom, Patty, would go riding together every morning. Until a few months prior, Patty decided to not ride anymore because she felt a motorist was stalking her. Undeterred, Tara took her mom's shockingly hot pink Huffy that morning because her bike had a flat. And decided to continue her bike riding, traveling the same 34-mile route every day. On this cloudless Tuesday morning, Tara went on her bike journey knowing she had to be home by noon to make a tennis game with her boyfriend at 12:30. Noon would come and go, and as the minutes turned into hours, Tara's mom became increasingly concerned on the whereabouts of her daughter. Patty decided to jump in the car and drive the route Tara would normally take on her bike ride, concerned she might have been stranded on the side of the road or maybe finding her walking home. She didn't. No one did. Tara's mom called police and informed them that her daughter had not returned home after her bike ride, and the police immediately launched an investigation. On the route Tara would normally ride, police discover a cassette tape of the rock band Boston, along with the window that would belong to a Sony cassette Walkman, the same one Tara would listen to frequently. Numerous witnesses stated they saw Tara on her bike ride along the route she would normally travel. However, a few of them recall seeing what looked like an older model Ford pickup truck with a camper shell following closely behind her. Within 5 hours, Tara's name was entered into NCIC as a missing person with a notification that foul play was feared. An extensive search lasted 2 weeks, involving local and state police, various military units, and hundreds of volunteer searchers on foot, on horseback, on four-wheelers, as well as in airplanes and helicopters. Police discover what appeared to be bike tire tracks, indicating she went off the road onto a soft shoulder. The bike tracks going off the pavement, Tara's cassette, and the window to her cassette player were all discovered 1 to 3 miles south of where Tara was last seen riding north toward her home. Patty said that was strange that Tara was last seen going north on State Route 47 when she found the cassette tape on the southbound side of the highway. Neither Tara nor the bike were found. In the days, weeks, months, and years after Tara's disappearance, Patty worked tirelessly searching for her missing daughter. They looked everywhere, talked to thousands of people, worked closely with local, state, and federal law enforcement, even appearing on national television numerous times to share Tara's story. She even consulted numerous psychics. The case would run cold until the following June 1989, when Patty and authorities believed their luck in finding Tara had changed. On June 15th, 1989, in the parking lot of the convenience store in Port St. Joe, Florida, a woman made a startling discovery that could be a clue that Tara was still alive, nearly 1,500 miles away from where she disappeared. What did the woman find? And what was in the parking lot before the discovery was made? We'll find out next when True Crime Tuesday returns after one song on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call. Listener discretion advised.
It's True Crime Tuesday here on The Wake Up Call. This week, we're looking at the disappearance of 19-year-old Tara Calico from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tara went out on a 34-mile bike ride before a tennis date with her boyfriend and never came home. Witnesses claim to have seen an older model pickup truck that might have been following closely to Tara on her ride. When combing the area, only a broken Walkman and cassette tape with bike tire tracks on the shoulder were found. Fast forward to June 1989. A woman called police after discovering a Polaroid photo on the ground in the parking lot of a convenience store.
What?
In Port St. Joe, Florida. In the photo, it showed two unidentified people. One, a teenage woman, and a young boy, both gagged with black duct tape, bound in what looks like the back of a camper. The woman who found the photo said it was in a parking space where a white, windowless Toyota cargo van had been parked when she arrived at the store. She said that a man with a mustache who appeared to be in his 30s was driving the van. Police set up roadblocks to intercept the vehicle, but the man was never identified. Tara's mom, Patty, was notified and saw the photo. While she was convinced the woman in the photo could be her missing daughter, Tara, she couldn't identify the young boy also in the photo. Patty also noticed that a scar on the woman's leg was identical to the one that Tara had received in a car accident.
Oh.
In addition, a paperback copy of the book My Sweet Adrena was said to be one of Tara's favorite books can be seen lying next to the woman. Scotland Yard analyzed the photo and concluded that the woman was Tara. But a second analysis by the Los Alamos National Laboratory disagreed. An FBI analysis of the photo was inconclusive.
What?
The photo was also broadcast on a national television program, and relatives of Michael Henley, also from New Mexico, saw the photo and believed they recognized the young boy in the photo and that it could have been Michael, who also disappeared in 1988. Michael's mom was almost certain it was her son in the photo. Unfortunately, Michael's identification in the photo was unlikely, as his remains were found discovered in June 1990 in the Zuni Mountains after he had wandered away from his family's campsite.
Oh.
Fast forward now to 2008. A sheriff in Valencia County, New Mexico, reported he had received some information about the disappearance of Tara Calico, that two men, teenagers at the time, followed Tara with their older model Ford pickup truck, grabbing at her while trying to talk to her. The truck accidentally hit Tara's bike, and the men got scared after Tara threatened to call law enforcement. He says the two men panicked, took her, and killed her. The local sheriff later retired, and the incoming sheriff didn't believe they had enough evidence to follow the lead. Tara's mom, Patty, never gave up hope in finding her daughter. Patty continued her search until she died from complications of a stroke in 2006. In October 2013, a six-person task force was established to reinvestigate Tara's disappearance. As of 2017, no arrests have been made, and the case remains open. On October 1st, 2019, the FBI announced that they were offering a reward of up to $20,000 for precise details leading to the identification or location of Tara Lee Calico and information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for her disappearance.
Wow, that's crazy.
This is kind of like how you say nothing good comes to people that jog.
Yeah.
I mean, it sort of sounds like nothing good comes to people that bike.
Yeah. Stay indoors. Don't
drive
go outside
a car.
And drive a car if you have to go somewhere. Yeah, be lazy.
I was able to locate the photo that was used in this case. I'm going to put it up at endonline.com.
Oh, my God.
And you'll be able to text the word crime to 73389 to see the photo and to listen to this podcast whenever you'd like.
What if somebody recognizes them that's listening right now?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that would be amazing for many people, including us.
Well, yeah.
But people would have to be listening for that to happen.
Well, yeah.
That's true. It's True Crime Tuesday on The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.